In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Nativity services basically tell three things to us. If you look at the services closely and look at all the hymnology, there's basically three things. One is, of course, the story of Nativity. Joseph and Mary being having to go to the inn not having any room, the census, all those things, the flight into Egypt, all those things related to the historical story of the Nativity. Sometimes I think that our society only knows that story. That's the stuff that gets talked about. In Christmas music on the radio in the stores. Then the other one, thing that is taught, is meditations about the incredible event of the Incarnation. We cannot think too deeply about it, or with too much awe or wonder. God, who created the universe, became man. He who is divinity put on flesh so that we could put on divinity. It is truly an amazing thing, and we cannot understand it enough. And we will continue to understand it if we continue to grow in holiness. But there's lots of hymns that are like that. And then there are also hymns which contain the theology of what the Incarnation does for us. Now those, because it's sort of my nature, I prefer those. Because I was always like this. My parents really had a difficult time. Because I always wanted to know why. I always wanted to have a reason. I did not find a reason until I became a Christian. When I became a Christian, now I see a reason. There's a reason to struggle against your sins. There's a reason to follow the commandments. There is a reason to turn the other cheek. To humble yourself. To not talk when you feel like talking. To love your brother and your enemy. Including the ones that don't love you. There is a reason. And the reason is, we were born for perfection. And this perfection is only possible because of the incarnation of the God-man and our struggling for perfection. It doesn't happen like magic. Just because God becomes man doesn't mean we become holy. We must struggle for holiness. Now, let me give you a short, very short, an incomplete survey of just some of the hymns that we sang. I think they were mostly this morning. In fact, all this morning from the Royal Hours of the Nativity. And so, here is one of those three categories. The theology of the Incarnation. This is something you must understand. Most people just think of Jesus as this babe in a manger and winter crush scene perhaps they developed an idea that Jesus died for our sins. Because if He hadn't taken on our sins, we would all die. We would all be punished. That's not why Jesus came. God became man so that we could become, as St. Athanasius says, God. And so here is one of those ideas in this hymn. This is from the third royal hour this morning. It starts with history. Once Mary, pregnant with a seedless pregnancy, was registered in Bethlehem with the elder Joseph as being of the seed of David. And while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And there was no room for them in the inn. But the cave proved itself to be a beauteous palace for the queen, and Christ is born to raise up the image that fell of old. This is why He was born, to raise up the image that fell of old. That image is the image of God that is in you and in me. It is in every man. A man that believes, a man that does not believe. An atheist, a Christian, a Muslim, anybody. The image of God is within him because we are created in God's image. But that image fell. That is, we sinned and we cover up that image with our passions and sins. Sometimes to the point where it's almost invisible. Jesus Christ came so that that image could be refurbished and be present in our soul in a living, in a vibrant way, not in an invisible, kind of a hidden way. Think of it maybe as the image being a coal that is just glowing, but very, very little heat. But if you fan the coal and add good works, that is tinder, to it, what happens? It flames up and becomes a great flame. So Jesus Christ came to raise our image. Here is the first category, or did I say the second category, where we kind of meditate upon the amazing happening of the Nativity. Beholding the mystery of Thee before Thy Nativity, O Lord, the Noetic armies were amazed, for they were well pleased to be born, for Thou wast well pleased to be born as a babe, O Thou who adorned heaven with stars, and liest in a manger of dumb beasts, O Thou who holdest the ends of the whole earth in the palm of Thy hand. By such a dispensation hath Thy love and kindness become known, O Christ. Great is Thy mercy. Glory be to Thee. All of the services for Nativity are a mixture of these three things. Speaking about the history, the events of the Nativity, and they're good to know. It's an important and a beautiful story. It's a wonderful story for children. It really translates well to their understanding. It's easy to memorize. You can tell it by heart. But also, we must gaze in wonderment at what happened. Something that the angels don't understand. They desire to look into these mysteries, but they cannot understand. And yet their intelligence at this point in time is way above ours. But they cannot understand the incarnation and the things that God has in mind for man. And also we must understand the theology of the Nativity. I think I had one more marked for you, if I can find it. I need to put little sticky notes so I see it better. I think I've lost it. That happens sometimes. Oh, yeah. At least I told you two of them. Okay. And, oh, here it is. It was actually earlier and I didn't see it. This is the same thing, the theology. Prepare thyself, O Bethlehem. Adorn thyself well, O manger. The truth hath come. Receive him, O cave. The shadow hath passed away. That's called the shadow of death. It's spoken of in the scriptures. Those in the region in the shadow of death, a light will come. The light is Christ. And God hath appeared to men through the Virgin, assuming our form and deifying our flesh. So you can define salvation. You know that those who know me know that there's many definitions for salvation. One of them is the deification of human flesh. For our flesh to become like God, so that we would know Him. Wherefore Adam is restored and cried out with Eve, blessing hath appeared on earth to save our race. Brothers and sisters, you cannot think too much about the Nativity, the incarnation of the Son of God. You cannot know too much about it. You cannot pray too much. You will learn of it if you follow God's commandments. Now let me take this opportunity now to tell some of you that I have not met. I've only seen your faces as I've sensed. Please, come for Nativity tomorrow and keep coming, because the Christian life is learned bit by bit, not by just coming to a holiday once or twice a year, but throughout the year, by struggle, by fasting, by falling, by getting up, by having a relationship with your pastor. I know some of these things, for some of you, you've never done. They're very important. Because Christianity is so that you and I would become perfect. We all know stuff in us that's not perfect. We all know that stuff in us that happens. Those thoughts that happen when stuff happens. We don't like those thoughts. Some of us don't like the kind of person we are, the kind of ways we react to things. God came so that all that could be fixed, not just forgiven. But it doesn't happen all at once. It happens a little bit by little bit. So I beg of you, I am Priest Seraphim, and I beg of you to get to know me, to come to the church on a regular basis, to prepare yourself for communion, have confession, and work towards perfection. And if even one of you does that, this will be the grandest and the greatest nativity that I would experience. So may God help you in all things. Our services tomorrow are at 10 o'clock for the liturgy. And then we have, of course, a feast right after that. We will continue now with the Matins service, and which is probably in about another hour and a half or so. And then the service tomorrow for Nativity. Of course, all the weekend then, Saturday evening we have a service at 5 o'clock, and then Sunday morning, the Sunday after Nativity, a festive liturgy celebrating still in the Nativity. And of course, we begin to be fast free now from tomorrow onwards all the way until the day before Theophany. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through His grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.